General, we're ready to start.
I have 5:26.
Your mic is hot.
Hey, testing, 1, 2.
You spread those out?
Yeah.
Did I get this right, Tom? Because I came off my notes today, I didn't type that up that night, I forgot. So, read it carefully. There's not a lot to it.
No, looks alright here, Ken Morrison.
I don't think they can hear.
Why your dad the other day, I hadn't seen him for a while.
Yeah, he's not in the store nearly as much anymore.
Not at Wally World.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start the meeting, it's 5:30. Okay, business,
We'll do a roll call real quick, Ken?
Yeah, yep, we'll do roll call. Okay, where's, okay, we'll do, Jimenez here. Joe Bat. Here, right?
Here.
Tom Self.
Here.
And Furby.
I'm here.
And, Conan is at still work.
Okay. Is he not going to be able to make it tonight?
That's why.
Is that right? Okay.
So that's why he emailed me to.
Is it bad?
I have no idea. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll welcome everyone and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes that we had.
Make motion we approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
It's been seconded by Tom, motion by Ferb. If no questions, all in favor of the motion, signify by raising your right hand. Okay, unanimous. Okie doke. Then, we have the minutes.
Hey,
Indiana Landmark Grant.
Who would be? I don't think we have any today.
Okay, we don't have any? Okay.
I just always leave it on there.
Thank you, guys. Okay, now we have Miss Kim Kahn.
She's not here.
She requested to be on the agenda this evening. Not sure why. Since she's not here, I don't know if there's any.
Well, we'll go to other business.
Are we going to open a discussion on that, or are we just going to bypass it and go back?
Well, let's give it a little chance. Okay. That way we don't waste our time doing our discussion. So,
okay.
Is there anything else that the board has in front of them or want to have? Any, so we can go ahead and not repeat ourselves and give them a little time?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Penis, like,
if you sit there,
I think you're right on time, actually. I think,
yeah,
that, yeah, it's 5:30.
I think that clock's up there is real fast.
Jim is just on top of it.
Hey, I wish no minutes.
Sure.
Okay,
time,
so now we're down to, and there's a Jim, there's Gary.
Oh, okay,
Gary, there's one there too. Now we come down to number four, Miss Kim Kahn, and this is discussing about, I can never get, is it just letters or is it a word, but your corporation?
Mars Sim, S-Y-N.
Corporation?
Yeah.
Okay.
M-A-R-S-Y-N.
Yeah.
Like Marshes?
Oh, okay. Okay, so now we'll open up the floor to Ms. Kahn, and do you have any other information since last time that we met?
How How many quotes did I give you, Jim? One? Okay, so I've still got to get the other estimate to you. I looked for it, and I couldn't find it, so I thought, maybe I gave it to you. Nope. I talked to the family about, not all family members, but
could you move up so we can capture it on the... So I just now remembered it. It captures a little bit, but not okay. As good when you're there.
I talked to the family about the possibility of the land swap. And my question is, what did you guys have in mind as far as like the land swap and where, how much?
Well, at this time, the assignment was for Joe to get with the mayor and Mr. Bruce Hosier to see about development, wording on how to handle this certain situation. Just
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we're in charge of TIF money.
Right.
We can spend that. Missy got new hip 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I didn't get to talk to Bruce till today.
Okay.
He's going to call you.
I actually talked to him today. But that's a whole. So, the land swap would not necessarily be with the Redevelopment Commission. It would be with the city.
Okay.
So I think what you're asking is to use TIF money for your project, which this is the right board to do that. And other pots of money, other places and other boards would be appropriate to ask. So for a land purchase or a land sale, I think that would go through the city council.
Okay. And I'm not sure the family would be for it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was mentioned to me, so.
Could I add something here?
Yes.
And we all want to help you get this done. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've known both of you for 50 years, and I would love to see this get done. But here's a possibility. Why don't you go to the bank and try to borrow the money? If the bank says no, then we can send you to the Economic Development Commission, and they would be willing, at least I've talked to one member, they would be willing to probably do that. A revolving loan, a low interest revolving, forgivable loan.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that?
That's a possibility.
So the revolving loan, I think, requires two banks. When I was
he's right.
So that's the process you're going to have to go through anyway, is document that you couldn't get the money.
Okay.
So that's going to need to come through.
But you and I ourselves talked about this earlier at one time.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a doable deal from what you and I talked about.
Okay. And we can't get it done this year anyway. Yeah. They're not going to get it done.
It's a process.
Yes.
Well, the asphalt. I think she's referring to the asphalt.
Asphalt.
They're shutting their mills down
now.
Right.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
That's a definite possibility.
I've worked on this for the last few days, and that seems like, and I talked to Sean about it yesterday, I've talked to Tom about it, I've talked to Joe about it, and I talked to Jim about it. I think that's a real doable deal.
Yeah, I do too.
So, you know how banks are, they don't loan money for anything.
Well, and the only way they would do it with us is if Gary and I signed for us.
Well, and that's what I thought. And being
against
business deals myself.
I don't know why, but they won't.
But
I don't blame you for that. I wouldn't get tied up on it all by ourselves.
And a lot of times with some of these loans, it's how, the way you approach it by wordage. It's how it's worded. This is another different way of doing it, because you have to have, just like Joe said, you have to have two denials.
Okay.
Or not two denials, excuse me. You have to have two, that you went to two loaning facilities to be denied, you know.
But or just to get so we're not spending too much time here, because... my estimate is we only have $116,000, and $45,000 is a huge chunk of that. That doesn't.
Right.
We need a lot of cash on hand.
Yeah.
So it's probably not coming from us, right?
Okay.
so I don't know that we need to spend a lot of time talking about it tonight.
That's fine.
It might be some of the people in the room that work on it, but it's not this committee.
And I'll back up, Jim.
And I'll work with you. I'll do everything I can, but I think that's a doable deal. Because you and I talked about some things like
right.
that. And I wouldn't, and I presume that they wanted to tie you and Gary up all alone, and I wouldn't do that either.
No.
I mean, nobody very smart would do that.
No.
I mean, when there's seven people involved to tie me and you two up,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
I agree with Dave. I think that the Randolph Economic Development Corporation is eager to help, especially when you use the phrase job retention and quality of place.
Yeah.
I sit on that board, as does Jim. I think that they would be eager. I don't know if I would go as far as guaranteeing anything. So that's going to bring the board.
Yeah.
I wouldn't guarantee.
Things like that.
Yeah.
I'd also back up what Joe's saying. We just, this board, this body, after many years of some borrowing quite a bit of money, this board's primary purpose is to pay bond payments.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you
so,
know, I'm not sure I knew that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at right now. That's just
I think
where
this kind of encouraged me to come.
Can I help you with something? You'll have to call the, actually closed, just have a meeting right now, but you'll have to call 584-6845 and let dispatch you. Okay, you just have to call, speak to the police department, they'll dispatch them up here, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. So, I'll help you like that.
Okay.
I think maybe that's a doable deal. Like you say, you can't guarantee anything.
Right.
At least talk to one member.
We can try, though.
One member that's in favor of that.
No.
It doesn't hurt to try. So,
right.
With that kind of attitude, that's what, you know, that's what makes a lot of stuff. And it takes time.
Right.
But as Furby said that he would help, I would help too.
Uh-huh.
You know, just having people, different people, try to retain merchants, retain jobs, and then how to help you guys. And you see, we can help in that that form, not as this body.
Right.
In that, no more than these us two on this, so we don't get in trouble, you know. But is that we want to help.
Yeah.
All of us want to help.
Well, I appreciate it. I do.
And we appreciate you coming here. I thought, oh my gosh, it's not here. But
no, I'm sorry.
It's all right. But thank you. Thank you for your time and efforts. And,
you
know,
well,
if we can help
you. I've had two people come in at 5 o'clock for estimates.
You tell them to go to the competitor.
There is no competitor.
But thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
But if you guys have any questions,
yeah.
the mayor can help out because he has a lot of doors that he can help open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I'll put your agenda back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
See you guys.
Okay.
Night.
Okay, gentlemen, anything else?
Do we need to take any, action? It's just, all
right.
Just say refer to another.
They're looking for another avenue.
Yeah. Send them over to John.
Okay, do we have any other businesses? There's not old or new, just any other business that we need to be bringing up. Does anybody have any? Dallas, anything to report? From any of the meetings that you've or the
school? Not really anything that's going to relate to what we're doing here. Again, the board is very appreciative of what you guys have done. Mm-hmm. After the last meeting, and I was filled in a couple of things I didn't know, I reported back to Dr. Henshaw, and he said, yes, all that was true. And evidently, I let it slip through the cracks and didn't keep it in my head. But no, everybody on the board at the school is very happy with what you guys have helped us do and continue to help us do. And so it's, and the school is benefiting and the students are benefiting. And I think that's the key thing around everything we do.
And you hear that in the community with the in the past 2 years, the graduates.
Yes.
And their success stories. That's what makes it, and for this board and Winchester and taxpayers, that's what's the joyful thing. What we all work in, you know,
right.
continuous education. We can't stop doing the continuous education. So we appreciate that and your reports and stuff.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, any other board member with anything to Okay, so we'll go down to the accounts payable, which if you guys want to see any, here's the...
I looked at it.
Of course, this committee, we sign a lot of big monies and a lot of big bills. But it has to be done.
Everybody see the note from Vicki to stop there?
You see those two?
I was laying...
You're talking about the balance, the balance?
I didn't understand it completely. Yeah.
Well, it's not a minus, it's a...
Well, if it's in a red pen, I didn't know if that meant it was in the red.
Oh.
That she wrote it with.
Oh, I didn't have that. Oh, I don't have that one.
We'll pass it down there and say...
Is it something that we need to bring up?
I don't know. Well, that's your projected totals at the year end.
Oh, that was to help out.
Minus wind turbine and...
In case there's questions?
Yes.
Geez, Joe's on there.
Property tax, okay, yourself.
So, the only thing, Claire, did you hand these out, Sean? Okay, so...
Vicki.
Okay.
That, I think, is, well, I don't know. I think it might be the updated one with the projections of TOA coming in. I mean, it's pretty... It's a done deal. I mean, they're already transitioning, so...
Okay, so that's, it's got the same numbers that we got in the update, not the original book, but then they gave us an update in the next month. Mm-hmm. And I added to that another column that's, I called unexpected costs. And this year with the Greenville Avenue project, as it went over, maybe Clinton, so... it took us 114, no, that was it. 114,000 over. So when you adjust this sheet minus 114,000, that's where I came up with the 116,000.
Okay.
So this says our minimum is 230, but I think we bottom out in a couple of years, 2018, at 100 and just less than 117,000.
Okay.
So that's the number to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where we want to stay.
Yeah. So if we go over bucket. Spend as much as we did this year, then we're broke.
Yeah.
2018.
Right. Which we don't have any redevelopment projects and economic development areas or TIP areas going on right now. There's no applications for tax abatements or anything of this nature. So,
given the revenue of the committee, 118 seems like a buffer that we need.
And I think she just highlighted there, in case something happened in our decision that happened tonight, which I didn't foresee anything like that. She was just trying to help us that this payout in 2036 and the balance that we have, and to be watching our dollars.
Yeah.
Just her way to just helping us out. Any other comments?
You see that?
I move that we approve the accounts payable.
Okay.
Then I'll second that.
And we'll have Tom second it. Any questions on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, right hand. Okay. Then we go with public concerns. I see none. Any discussion? Okay. Anything else? Mayor, anything to kind of, anything coming up in the future for us?
Nope.
Nothing. Should I this commission?
Should we consider quarterly meetings instead of monthly?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Or bi. Okay, quarterly. I like that. That's a great idea, Joe.
The only thing is that we have to agree on signing these every month. These are monthly payments.
Well, council can pay those.
Yeah.
You can still get your report.
Yeah.
But council can't approve those.
But
my recommendation would be to consider it for next meeting.
Okay.
Take an action in December if you wish to.
And then make it 2018.
And then we can actually probably change those accounts payable to quarterly.
So,
that would be my recommendation.
I'll hit up the investigation on how to forward it over, and I'll get with Vicki Haney and see, you know, for December's meeting, the possibilities of, what would we want to do? We want to do every 2 months?
Two or three.
Quarterly.
Every 4 months?
Every 3 months.
Either 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right now, what does we feel? Do we feel like three? That one we can definitely tell her, you know, what we're looking at. And does everybody agree that 3 months?
What will that do for the facade grant things? I mean, like, you know, that would be a long waiting time if you had, you came in and, what would that be, February or March?
And so far, our representative hasn't, and he was having trouble filling some of the committee.
You could always call a special meeting.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do.
Why not?
Because that's what we do in the city at the last.
Why not do it every quarter and call special meetings if we need special meetings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to always pay the bills at the end of the year that, and that come up after. So we always call a special meeting.
So three months is okay with everybody?
That's fine with me.
Okay, so that's how I'll approach it.
Put that on the agenda. Okay.
I'll approach it that, and we'll have it on, in December's meeting, and we'll, Mayor, if we can put that in our agenda for next meeting about, 3 months.
Sure, you know, technically, I'm not on this commission.
You're on.
Yeah, President ought to be making the agendas, although there's really not a lot to the agenda, but,
Who does them right now?
I do.
Oh, you, yeah. See, that's why I was looking at you, that's what.
That's fine, I can do them, but technically,
So,
I'm sorry.
But, so if we set that up for quarterly meetings, do we want to have a meeting at the end of December or the first of January?
Well, I think that you would have.
Do you want the end of December to finish up your in business?
I think that's what we were talking about, go ahead and have the regular state meeting in December.
But I mean, in the coming year, do you need to have one in March?
Unless there's an appointment to be made, and if everybody is wanting to stay on this board, I don't think there's even a reason to meet in January.
Okay.
That we could have our first meeting in March.
April.
It'd be March or April.
March, yeah, March.
And still do this second Thursday at 5:30.
Unless there's a need.
Right.
And then we'll call a special meeting and we'll give everybody a week's notice. And we don't have to have it. If we need a special meeting, we'll just look to see what fits in our calendars. How's that?
That's okay. Because my assignment is to find out about this right here, how we can handle that. Without, because everything is monthly. Everything is monthly. And we don't have any outstanding, projects that we're on right now. All the projects have been closed. Mm-hmm. And so then in the future, we'll just see how next year brings up, if it brings up any projects like this. Okay, so.
Motion to adjourn then?
Okay, there's a motion for adjourn. It's been seconded. Okay. All in favor? Right hand? Unanimous.
Good job.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Where are you getting free supper at, Dave?
Well, of course, appreciation.
Nice. Get there, buddy. You're going to be out there.
Huh? Going to make the
I got to go to Sarasota.
No, thank you for
Oh, no problem, Dave. Anytime.
That was a mess up. They were supposed to
I got to see the president of the county.
Correct, yeah.
It all worked out. Don't even fret about it.
I was there. Louisiana or something. Oh. And finally, I looked at my phone and so I got back and I said, but he had already found out that you were doing that.
But I just
and I said, oh, okay. I said, now I'm going to come down. And I presume you delivered the grannies first.
We didn't deliver to Granny that week, but that was fine.
Okay.
You know, Rick and I talked. He said, if I were in a big city, I would be stuck. Nobody would come and help out. He said, but at a place like this, you guys help each other out. He said, I